Dear friends, we are continuing the previous shiur. We were learning the Tosus in Bava in Sukkah, in the Fez, Sheet of Rava, in the Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Sukkah is kasher l'mala michaf, and according to the Chachamim, a Sukkah is only kasher up to chaf. We saw Tosus that the mechitzis can be kavua, can be barzel, but the roof, the schach, has to be aroi. We wanted to understand that. We also saw the shita of Rabbeinu Hananel and others that you need a diras aroi. According to Rashi, the shear of 20 is just to tell you how high it has to be. But according to the Rabbeinu Hananel, it has to be a diras aroi, and it's not just a shear. And Rabbeinu Hananel writes, we saw his lashon that if you make mechitzas of keva, it's me'ein diras keva, but it's not mamish a diras keva. It's still included in Diras Aroi. We have to understand that. And Mehechetesi, it's only Me'en Keva if you have Mechitza Shel Barzel. If we want to understand these Mechitza Shel Barzel, how that fits in with it being a Diras Aroi. So in the Sune Sukkah, Simdalit, he explains as follows, that Chora, according to Rava, that Lamala Mechaf is Pasul, because it's a Diras Keva. And he says, no, you have to go out of your Diras Keva and sit in a Diras Aroi, and therefore up until 20 people make their Diras Aroi, and past 20 it's Keva. So Lechora, the Yisod HaPsul is B'mechitzis, but you need Mechitzis of Aroi and not Mechitzis of Keva. That's the Yisod HaPsul of Diras Keva. But how do you learn that from B'sukkos Teishu Shivas Yamin? It says Sukkos, he learns from the pasuk of a Sukkos Teshu. Sukkos Teshu is a din in the Defanos. How do you learn that? Sukkos is al shem aschach. How do you learn a psul and a mechitzis from the schach? So Pnei Yeshua says, like we're saying, that Tosfos holds that it's talking about midas gova, how high, that the schach can't be higher than 20. It says Sukkos Teshu, and Sukkos has to be the schach. So the ikarak part of the pasuk that you need a diras aroi is talking about the schach. The schach shouldn't be in such a place that the defanos will have to be keva, and therefore it must be talking about the height of the schach, not higher than 20. So that's the hechrech according to the Pnei Yeshua, that the ikar yalfusa is with respect to the height of the schach. Because otherwise, how are you going to learn the psul and the mechitzas from the pasuk of Sukkos Teshu? But it has to be the schach can't be so high that the mechitzas will have to be high. We'll have to hold up such high schach. But the Ikari Alfusa is talking about the schach, not the defanos. Because it says Besukkos Teshvu, from there we learn about the schach, and Al-Shem HaSchach Kuriyas Sukkah. So that's the Pnei Yeshua and Tosfos. However, in the riff we saw in the previous segment, he writes that if it's higher than 20, it's pasul as diras keva, and certainly if the defanos reach the schach. So you see, there's a psul keva on the mechitzis, and then we're back to our original question: how do you have a psul keva on the mechitzis, al shem aschach kuriya sukkah, and not on the defanos? So the answer apparently is in the Ramban. The Ramban says something very interesting. He explains in the Milchamos how Rabbi Yehuda knows that you need dafka diras keva. That's the Ramban's shita. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need dafka diras keva, because just like the Rabbanan were machshir, just like Rabbi Yehuda was machshir. Because Sabi Rabbanan dechekti machshir Rabbi Yehuda lamala michof. Afogav lov shalav diras keva, even though higher than 20, is only kosher if it's diras keva. And Rabbi Yehuda was machshir that tochinami pasul diras aroi. So too he pasled a diras aroi that Rabbi Yehuda says higher than 20 is keva, and that's necessary, and diras aroi is pasul. And it's going to be one or the other. It either is going to be a diras keva, or it's going to be a diras aroi. According to the Chachamim, it has to be a diras aroi, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be a diras keva. My time, a crow, but diras aroi dafka, but diras keva dafka, midrash ukedarava. So the pasuk has to be darshan either else diras keva or diras aroi. Rabbi darshan for the Chachamim, that has to be a diras aroi, and Rabbi Yehuda's darshan, that has to be a diras keva. So lechora, the Ramban is tamua. What are you talking about? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darish in the pasuk at all. He doesn't have this yalfusa. No, according to the Rabban, he does have a yalfusa. He also darishes. Just like Rabbi darishes for the Chacham, the same drasha applies for Rabbi Yehuda. For the Chacham in the pasuk, the drasha applies. That psuk is teshvu. For 7 days you have to sit in a diras aroi. And the Chachamim are darishening. That for the Rabbi Yehuda's darshaning that for 7 days you have to sit in a diras keva from the same pasuk. So what's going on over here? One yalfusa from the same pasuk, learning two opposite halachas. One is diras keva according to Rabbi Yehuda and diras aroi according to Chachamim. So what's clear in the Ramban is that the ikar yalfusa of Rava from the pasuk of Besikas Teshu is from the word Teshu. Teshu, it says that yeshiva's sukkah has to be a specific type of teshuva. You have to have a yeshiva like you would normally live. And that's also going to teach you what type of sukkah to make. According to the Rava, the Chachamim hold that the gather of mitzvah of teshuva is yeshiva saroi, that 7 days go out of your diras keva and sit in a diras saroi. And since we learn that you have to sit in a diras saroi, yeshiva saroi, memela, your besukkah's teshuva, when you're sitting in the sukkah, daroi, the sukkah memela also has to be aroi. And therefore the Ramban holds that the Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Chachamim. And he learns a completely different Yalfusa. He learns Besukas Teshvu, came to do it, that has to be a Diras Keva. It's Mefurish in the Meiri. He says, Umitam Teshvu came to do it. Rabbi Yehuda requires Keva because of Teshvu came to do it. So that's the Makor of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabba and the Chachamim hold, according to Rabba, that this yeshiva is a yeshiva Sarai. But they're both learning from Besukas Teshvu. Because the pasuk is talking about one type of dira or the other, and so writes the Rebav and the Rif, Amra Torah Tzei Midiras Keva, quoting the Gemara, Midamra Teshvu Velo Kamra Taduru. So he learns dafka from the word Teshvu that it doesn't say Taduru. Taduru would imply Diras Keva. Teshvu implies Diras Aroi. So that's Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim are learning now that Teshvu is Taduru, like the Meiri says that you mamish have to live there. It's a Diras Keva. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So Akopanis Mavur Meikar Divrei Rambam a big yisod in reason of Rav of Diras Keva, that according to what we're explaining, the yisod of the afus of the pasuk of Teshvu is teaching that it's not a halacha. This hilchasa, this halacha of Diras Arai is not a halacha that was said in the Etzem HaSukkah Mitzad Atzma, that the tenai of the sukkah is that it has to be a diras aroi, but rather the ikar yisod of Shosha was mishum chovas gavra, that there's a yeshiva sukkah teshuva came to do. The chachamim hold that the chovas teshuva came to do means that the yeshiva should be yeshiva saroi, and that there was mischadish be'etzem sukkah that we require a diras aroi is because of the chovas gavra, that for yeshiva saroi of the gavra we require a diras aroi, that in a diras aroi you can be mekayim a yeshiva saroi. And it would seem like what we're saying from the Bahag later on in Daf Chav Ches, it says Tan Rabbanan Kol Shivisiyam Mosa Adam Mosa Sukkas Keva Ubeisu Aroi Ketzer Haylo Kelim Noim Amal and Sukkas. So all 7 days, you make your sukkah keva in your house at Roy. You have nice kelim, bring them up to your sukkah. You eat the sukkah. You drink in the sukkah. You metayil in the sukkah. You hang out there. Menan immediately the Tan Rabbanan Teshu came to Duru. Where do we see this? Because it says Teshu came to Duru. The sitting there should be like living there. So the Bahag brings this bright of Bishunu Lashon. He writes, Tan Rabbanan Sikas Teshu, Ein Teshu, Elaka, Ein Taduru, Amra Torah, Tzei Mediras Keva, Shei Mediras Aroi, Mikan Amru, Hayelo Kelim Naim, etc. So we have to understand this Bahag, that the din of the Braisa is talking about the Ikar Mitzvah Sishiva Sukkah. Teishvu Kein Teduru. And on this, when it says, Basukkah's Teishvu, the Bahag says, Ein Teishvu Ela Kein Teduru. And then he brings the statement of Rava, Amra Torah Tzei Mediras Keva, V'Shev Mediras Arad. He brings this member of Rava, of the Torah says, go out of your Diras Keva and sit in a Diras Arad. So this is a halacha b'cheftza de sukkah, that we require a Diras Arad. And what does this have to do with the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah of Teishvu Kein Teduru? In other words, the Braisa in the Gemara is talking about how you should live. And then the Bahag brings Rava, who's talking about what type of sukkah it should be. The Braisa says that all 7 days, make your sukkah keva in your house at Rai. If you have nice kelim, bring them to the sukkah, eat, drink, hang out in the sukkah, because of Teishu Kein Teduru. And then the Bahag brings that Amra Torah, and this Gemara Amra Torah, say Madiras Keva, Shev Madiras Arai. That's a din in the Cheftz of the sukkah. Say, go out of your Diras Keva and sit in the Diras Arai. We're not talking about the Cheftz of the sukkah, we're talking about the Gavra sitting in the sukkah. So it's Mavur Lehedya, like we said, that the Iker of the Alfusa of Teishvu is a Chovas Gavra. Teishvu Kein Teduru. And it's talking about the Iker Yeshiva Sukkah. And then we learn from that, the way it's talking about where you're sitting in the Sukkah, we learn from that in our Sugya with respect to a din, the Etzema Sukkah. That because of this Yalfusa, of the Sukkah's Teishvu, we also learn what the sukkah has to be like. In other words, it starts that you're sitting in the sukkah, you have to sit in Yeshiva Sarai. And the Melev is a din in the Cheftz of the sukkah, that the sukkah has to be a sukkah Sarai. And that's why the Bahag and the Gemara that's talking about the Yeshiva's Gavra also brings in this inyan of the sukkah. Say Madiras Keva, Shev Madiras Sarai. Why? Because once the Gavra has to sit in the Sukkah Sarai, so Memela, once the Gavra is sitting in Yeshiva Sarai, Memela, the Sukkah also has to be Arai. But this limud of Rabbah that the Sukkah has to be Arai is Biyasodo, because the Gavra has to sit Arai in the Sukkah, and Memela, the Sukkah also has to be Arai. And it's Meduyuk, the Lashon of the Gemara in our Sugya, Ad Chof Amad Adam Oysa Dirasu Diras Arai, etc. Nami Nofik. Lemaila michof amo, etc. Nami lo nofik. So up to 20 that a person makes his dira roi, he's yotze. Higher than 20, he's not yotze. The lashon of the Gemara requires diktuk. We're not talking about nofik or not nofik. We're talking about kosher. We're talking about a din, the sukkah, not whether or not you're yotze. We're talking here about the sukkah. Up to 20, it's a sukkah. Higher than 20, it's not a sukkah. So Rashi and Tosis, them is nearer that they weren't goris like this. Look in their lashon. Al kopanim, the girsa that we have before us requires diuk based on what we said. The lashon of the Gemara is meduyok heitev, that from the alfus of the sukkah's teishu, we don't learn that a diras keva is not a sukkah, because the alfusa is not talking about the etzem hasukkah. The Alfus is talking about the Chofetz Gavra, that the Gavra requires a Yeshiva Sarai. And for the Yeshiva Sarai of the Gavra, we require a Dira Sarai. And higher than 20, a person isn't Yotze. And it's not Roy for the Kiyum of Mitzvah's Teshu, sitting in a Dira Sarai that's incumbent upon the Gavra. And because of this, we have a Din Be'etzem HaSukkah. So it starts with the Yeshiva HaGavra. And then, from there, since the Gavra has to sit Arai, the Mele of the Sukkah also has to be Arai. And based on what we said, the Iker Yisod Din Diras Arai, that's not the Iker or Din in the Cheft of the Sukkah, rather, the Shorish is Mishum Chovas Gavra, and in the Diras Keva, you're not Yotze, because you have to be sitting a Diras Arai, it has to be Yeshiva Arai, Teshu Kain Tadur of Arai, and because of this, the Sukkah also has to be Arai. We also see this explained, and those Rishonim who say that the paslus of higher than Chaf is because of the psul of the mechitzis. Because based on what we said, the Ikri Alfusa is not from Basukas. We're not learning Dine Sukkah. Rather, it's from Teshvu, Chovas Gavra, that the Gavra has to sit. A Yeshiva Saroy, with a Kiyum Mitzvah Sukkah that's incumbent upon him, we require a Dira Saroy. So you can learn, since the whole Vort is on the person, that he has to sit in Aroy, and Mela, the Din of Diras Keva can be in the Mechitzis. Because it's not me Dine HaSukkah. If we were talking about Dine HaSukkah in Achinami, it wouldn't be a Din in the Mechitzis, this Aroy. But since we're talking about the Gavra has to be temporary. So for the Gavra's Aroyness, you can also learn a Din in the Mechitzis. Because it's from the it's Mali Defanos Mali Schach, if we're talking about Tanai Yeshiva Sukkah. The Rashash asked why Rava doesn't like the Pasuk later on of Chagasukas Taselecha for his limud that it has to be a Diras Aroy. Why do you want the Pasuk of the Sukkas Teshu? So now we understand that the whole Ikar Yisod of the Alfus is from Teshu. It's a din in the yeshiva. And Teshu came to do. And we have to sit in a temporary dwelling. And therefore we have a din aroy in the Gufa Sukkah. But the Vort is not that the Drush is on the Sukkah. The Drush is on the person. And Memela, from the person, we learn about the Sukkah. So based on what we said, we have a little bit of a Havan in the Maskan of the Gemara. Adchof Ama, the Adam Isadiras, Adiras Aroi. Ki Ovid Le Diras Keva Nami Nafik. Until 20 Amos that a person makes his Dira Dira Roy. Even if he makes it a Keva, he's also Yotze. And we were Tameya, according to those Rishonim who hold that you need a Dira Saroy Mamish. And the Alfus of Rav is not just for the Shear, but the Dira has to be. It's not just a Shear that has to be up until 20, but the Dira has to be a Dira Saroy Mamish. How are you Miskayim? How are you Makayim a Dira Saroy? If the mechitzas are barzel, so based on what we said, it emerges that be'emes in the cheftz of the sukkah, there is no din aroy. The whole ikar din aroy is mishum chovas gavra, and for teshvu came to duru that's incumbent upon the gavra, we require a diras aroy. And according to this, it would appear that legabi mitzvah yeshivas aroy that's incumbent upon the person. Rava holds that we don't require a Diras Aroy Mamish. As long as it's Roy La Sosa Aroy, that's enough for us. And a Dira that's Ru'uya La Aroy for Yeshivas Aroy of the Gavra, that's enough. In other words, since the whole the Alfusa is not on the Etzem Hadira, it's on the Yeshivas HaGavra, therefore there's not such a Hakpada on the Etzem Hadira. As long as the Dira is Ru'uya La Sosa Aroy, even though it's not a Roy Mamish, it's fine. And Hadvarim mefurashim umuzbarim medivrei Rabbeinu Yehoinasan milunil. Shrap dazoi aval kevon sheasarnu lo shenu yochol agbiya kiim chof ama shugoy velebinyan aroi hapachos shabaylam afilu schach al mechitzas shel barzel ksheirehi. Since we answered him that he can't be magbiya only until chof ama, which is the highest that you would go for a diras aroi, even schach al mechitzas shel barzel if they're less than 20 are kosher. Sheyachshav kevan sheelu hamechitzos chazakos kirei mutzak lama ein adam emagbia isam shmamina shemitzvah lamod besukas aroy. A person's going to think that if the mechitzos are so strong, why aren't you magbia them more than 20? So it must be the person's going to come to the conclusion that it's a mitzvah to sit in a sukas aroy. So it's mavur yilehedya, like we're saying that the whole ikar hakpada of the Torah is because of the Chovas Gavra, and therefore you have to sit in a Sukkah Sarai al Chovas Gavra, and that's enough to make a Sukkah that's Ru'uya Leo Sarai, as long as it's not higher than 20. And that's also what the Meiri means. The Meiri writes Umitoras Heker. It's not Tolin Aroi Dafka. Tolin Roy Leo Sarai writes because of Toras Heker. It's because it's all about the person. It's not a din in the etzem cheftis, it's like a din in the person. Person has to realize this is aroi. So even if befoal, it could be used for keva, but since the person realizes that if it was really keva, it would be higher than 20, and the fact that it's under 20 means that it's that I should be sitting in something aroi, so it doesn't mamish have to be aroi. But it's all for the hecker of the person. The Ritz is medayik in the Lashon of the Gemara, ad eser ma'ama adam oise diras o diras aroi. Why doesn't it say until 20 amas it's a diras aroi? So the Ritz writes what the Ritz writes, but according to these Rishonim that we're discussing, it's meduya ketef. Since it's not a tnai in the etzem hachefze de sukkah that it needs to be a diras aroi, rather it's a din in the teshu of the gavra, Mamela doesn't have to be a diras aroi. It's for a hecker, and that's the lashon of the Gemara. Ad eser ma'ama adam osa dirasa diras aroi. That's what a person normally makes. So that's enough for the hecker of the gavra. And we already were meir on the words of the Rach that under 20, if a person makes mechitzas shel barzel, it's me'ein keva. So it's not mamish keva, even though it's mechitzas shel barzel. Because even if it's Mayan Keva, it doesn't bother us, because that's enough of a hecker, that it's less than 20. That's enough for the person. Tosis writes that even though you could explain the pasuk that it's Memayit Keva, it's Mashmet the Chazal, that it's coming to tell us a shir, Midas Gova, that it can't be higher than 20. But the sukkah is efshir lasis aroi. So why do they learn this way from the pasuk? So bishlema, if we would say it's a din in the cheft of the sukkah, and there's a din of diras aroi. So then we could say it has to be a diras aroi mamish, and it's coming lafukei keva. But based on what we explained, the only reason you need a diras aroi is a hecker for the person. The person has to think he's in a diras aroi. And therefore, it's enough. Beroy lasos aroi. It doesn't have to be aroi mamish. It's telling us a shir. That's roy lasos aroi, because that's enough for the hecker of the person. So mehechi tesi that you need aroi mamish. And based on what we explained, it would appear, in order to explain tosis, that yes, we explained that we can learn din aroi b'mechitzis. Because the sod of the din of aroi is mishum chovas gavra, umitzvis teshu. Nevertheless, there's a chiluk between aroi of the mechitzas and aroi of the schach. Sukkah's al shem aschach. So the explanation is that it's true that the ikar yafus of rava is al tzchovas gavra, and from that we learn din about the etzem cheft of the sukkah, because of the chovas gavra to sit in aroi. We learn that the sukkah has to be aroi. However, it's pashut that there's going to be a difference between the schach and the mechitzis. And that sof, we're going to learn at din and tanai in the etzem haschach that they should be under 20. It's not only because of the chofetz gavra. That since you need a yeshiva that's ru'uya for keva, for example, we learn in the Sheet of Rabbah that leman yedu, that it's because of the mitzvah, you should know that you're sitting in the sukkah, so therefore it has to be under 20. You have to remember the nisan. So sof, we're going to learn from there a din in the guf ha-sukkah. So Mimele would appear that it's true that from the office of Rava we learn din aroi both in the schach and the defanos. However, there's a difference. In the schach, which is the ikr sukkah, we can be mechadish din in the etzem aschach, and the chiyuv of the gavra is a gilui in the cheft of the schach, and we require a diras aroi because of a din in the etzem asukkah. And there he holds that it's not kosher unless you make it mamish aroi. because there's no shame diras aroi until it's aroi mamish. That's all ben ogeil etzem asukah because al shem aschach kriya asukah. So since the etzem cheftz of the sukkah is the schach, that's the yisod of the sukkah, al shem aschach, it's kriya sukkah. So memela, we're going to say that the schach, there's a din in the etzem aschach, it has to be under 20, aroi mamish. The schach has to be not only under 20, but aroi mamish. Mashen came the din of the defanos. You're right, we learn aroi, but there is enough that it's ru'i alasos aroi, that the person should know. And there Tosfos holds that it's sagi b'ru'i alasos aroi. So since the whole din is a din in the gavra, so ben ageh the mechitzis, it's enough that there's a heker for the person. Like the Meiri says, enough like the real Milunil says, why are we making this the mechitzis higher? It's kiriyim mutzak, they're so strong. So the mele, the person's going to understand that he has to be sitting in aroi. But when it comes to the schach, since the schach is the etzem asukah, so this yeshiva's gavra, now that we're mechayev the gavra to sit in a diras aroi, the city yeshiva's aroi, so mele, the yeshiva's aroi, out to the defanos can be in keva, the defanos can be keva, as long as there's a heker, that it's not mamish 100% keva, only kain keva. That's enough of a heker for the person. But since the person has to be sitting yeshiva sarai, so the first place we're going to go is to the schach, and we're going to say from there we're going to learn the din the etzem aschach, that the schach has to be aroi mamish, and that explains the chiluk in Tosfos. That the schach has to be aroi mamish, but the mechitzes can be keva. As long as it's mein amein keva, as long as it's not higher than 20, and this way we can explain the shock of attire between Abai and Rava. Abai says, "Elamiat asim mechitz shal barzel v'sikcha gav and hochinam v'lo v'sukkah." What if you make mechitz shal barzel and you put schach? It's not a sukkah. And he says, "No, this is what I'm telling you." Achi kaminolach at chof amad adam osa diras adiras aroi nami nofik lemalam ichof ki avid leidiras keva nami lo nofik. And we already omed on the diuk. Nafik, loy nafik. But look at the lashon of Abaye. Abaye says, "Hachinami deloy have a sukkah." Abaye is talking about the goof of the sukkah, and Rav is talking about the person. Nafik or not nafik. So what's this machlokas? Apples and oranges. But based on what we said, we can understand that that's the yisod of their machlokas. Abaye holds the mitzad choyves gavra. There are no dinim in the goof of sukkah. Ubechreach. That we learn from the din of Teshu of the Gavra, that Abaye holds that we have no dinim in the Guf HaSchach. We're just learning about the Gavra. And from the Gavra, we're going to learn a din in the Etzem HaSukkah. From the Gavra, we go to the Sukkah, and we say to the Sukkah, you Sukkah have to be a Sukkah Saroi Mamish. And therefore he says, Elamayat asim chit shabah sukkah gav and hochen amid lo have a Sukkah. In other words, the we're extracting from the person's din in the Sukkah that applies even to the walls. That it has to be a roi Mamish. In other words, just like Tosfos writes about the Schach, Abaye holds about the whole Sukkah. And therefore he says, a lashon of lo have a Sukkah. No, the din is on the gavra, but once the gavra has to sit aroi, the sukkah has to be aroi, and that includes the mechitzas. And Rava says to him, no. Legabe the schach, that's the ikar sukkah. You're right. We learn a din in the etzem aschach. Schach kavu is not a sukkah. You need aroi mamish, but linyan mechitzas, it's only because the tanayim lechov is gavra. And the whole nidon is enoughic, elo nafik, whether he's yotze or not yotze. And that's telling what a person normally makes his dira, like the diuk of the ritva. It's medayik ad esrim am adam oise dirasu, diras aroi. What a person normally does. And a person normally makes aroi up till 20. So for the heker of the gavra, it's enough that the mechitzas are not higher than 20. But it doesn't matter if the mechitzas are barzel, because that's enough of a hekera for the person. But once the person needs to be sitting yeshiva saroi, the schach mamish has to be aroi. Abaye holds the sukkah has to be aroi. So therefore Abaye says, what? Hochinam delave sukkah?
And Rebbe says, no, we're talking about the person. And for the person, up until 20, he can make the mechitzas barzel, and you're still yotzei, because that's a heker for the person. So that's the whole shakel v'tayir, Rabbi and Rav, is reviving on this nekuda. What do we learn from the person to the sukkah? Learn that the whole sukkah has to be aroi? We're doing that? No, only the schach has to be aroi, but the mechitzas just have to be ruuya liyos aroi. So you're right. It's one yalfusa, but we're learning two dinim. The yalfusa is teshu. Teshu is on the gavra. Gavra has to be sitting yeshiva saroi. What is a yeshiva saroi? So when it comes to the schach, which is the ikar of sukkah, that also has to be aroi. When it comes to the mechitzis, which is our means to hold up the schach, to make a proper sukkah, but it's not the ikar of the sukkah, there it's enough that roi liyos laso saroi. Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful pshat in the Tosis, and the other Rishonim, the Lashon of the Gemara, and we should all be zochel, lo mulam, and lishmur lasa, lo kaim is called every psalm of Torah, so we have a man, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.